All right, guys, welcome to my show. And we're talking about off-grid living, if you want to know about that. I think it's interesting, and I get maybe you guys should stick around because there's a lot of hidden costs of I've been researching all this stuff because I was really interested in maybe buying an off-grid like trailer somewhere in the middle of nowhere and build some solar panels. And, you know, have my own source of energy coming into it. And I found out there's a lot of hidden things in there that scare people. Well, I like to be out in nature anyway. I like to go camping. I live in Michigan. You know, I live in the city. I did live in the country. And I liked it. Except the problem is, when you live in the country, you better have a generator because you're the last one to get power back on. That I will tell you. So I got used to that, actually. And I actually lived for almost 2 weeks off my generator because we had a really bad storm and it just knocked out power in the whole state. And there was just power lines everywhere. And it was bad. It was real bad. And then we did it for another week in the winter. So I was like, you know what? This is getting ridiculous. So person down the road had a solar generator with my gas generator, and I love the solar generator. It really worked great for the small things in the house, and the big things that I had to, well, like my portable heater, my portable heat pump I had for my cabin. It worked real good, and it was a cabin house I bought. It's just under 1,000 square feet, and I had fun with it. But I sold it. You know, it needed a lot of work. So I fixed it and sold it for quite a bit of money. Then I bought another city house, and, you know, I kind of missed. I mean, I did it because I wanted to live out in the country. Not as much as because I really didn't want to live in the city. I just wanted to feel, you know, how's the country for a year? And I do fixer-uppers. So it gave me the opportunity to really get to know the country a lot. Excuse me. So budgeting for off-grid essentials is one thing, guys. You gotta have a lot of food tucked away, especially in the wintertime. You gotta be able to figure out things to keep warm, like I did. I mean, I had a special heater that would heat pump. That would hook up to my gas generator and run off of it to keep the house warm. And it was only a one level ranch. It was a small ranch. Like I said, it was like a cabin ranch, but that it was electric heater. I didn't have log heat. It was set up for it. It just wasn't, no one ever put it in. And I looked at having one put in, but by the time that happened, I already got offers on the house. So, because everybody out there loved it, what I did to it. I just fixed it up. Chopped some trees down, made it look nice. Everybody's around there is like, well, I love this property. I even put a hot tub out there. Not a big one. It was a small hot tub, but it was fun. And the hot tub ran off of propane. And that wasn't the big selling point. The selling point was I just made it look like a nice house. Budgeting for the grid essentials for off-grid guys is very essential, though. Now, when you move off-grid, remember, if you have a family, in the early months of the pandemic, this is a story. We look forward to cutting costs of the rent and utility bills. So here we go. Out of our lives, here it is, out of the utility bills and out of lives permanently for 3 years, the savings in rent and utilities alone have already paid for the cost of the property itself. So there is saving costs there, they're saying. And in my opinion, yeah, utility costs are lower when you live off the grid, especially if you got solar panels. You can make solar panels actually run a well pump. Yes, You may need a few solar panels and the right batteries and then right conversion, but you can do it. There's a lot of YouTubers doing this off the grid. Off the grid's tiny home living. Guys, this is exciting times. People are finally starting to realize that things are too expensive. Food's expensive. My sister even grows her own food, fruits, vegetables, okay, and a garden. And has friends living with her that does it and saves on the cost of living. And my dad used to do that. He used to say, hey, one day you got to learn how to do this. And I think he's right. Going to the grocery store, guys, fruits, vegetables, it's crazy the cost of what you buy at the store right now. It's like a house note just going shopping for a month. I'm like, I'm serious. It's crazy. So I was thinking about off the grid. So if you install off the grid electrical and plumbing systems, largely by you can do it. There are directions on how to do off grid electrical, off grid plumbing. You know, use these little barrels. Use solar panels. Now water. Now, if you live in the right place, in some places you might be able to might have a stream or spring water, or drill a small well. You can run a well off of solar panels, like I said, and that is a big thing right now. All right, and the big other thing was a septic tank. So if you have a small family, you get these barrels. Just like you build a little septic tank, shows you how to do it, septic field, for your off-grid house. So that way you can have indoor plumbing. People are doing that. People are buying these tiny homes or finding a tiny home that doesn't cost a lot. I've seen them for $35. The most I've saw them for is a couple $1 million, but that's not off the grid. I mean, that's off the grid on steroids, in my opinion. Real off the grid is like, okay, you're out in the open, you're out there by yourself, and you know, you don't have any power going to your house. You have electrical panels, maybe a propane tank out there. The propane ain't cheap. It's not. But I just go solar, go all electric. And maybe if you need some boost, maybe you get some a generator runs off of propane. That would be the best way to go. The price range is huge, especially for installing a solar system, okay? I described energy. Here it is. Energy needs of my home, even my small home, estimates between, okay, $2,000 and $20,000. Now, I know a guy right now that's did it for about three and is running his well. He's running his well pump off of it. He's got running water. Running that off of it, and also running a small electric heater off of it, and all of his appliances, the small appliances. Now, it does cost a little bit for the batteries and stuff too, so you got to incorporate that $2,000 and another $1,000 for a recharge for the batteries that you need for a battery backup. Now you can do it with RV batteries, he said, and this guy actually shows you how to do it all, the whole thing. Sewage, how to do off-the-grid living with a sewage system. you got to hire somebody to dig your well. Okay, so you have running water, and your well's going to run off of your solar panels and your energy needs. So you really got to go there. How many people are there? Two, three, four. So that really determines how many solar panels you need. You can do wind too. But the problem with wind is it's not windy all the time. And wind really is solar, because it takes the heat and the wind and from the sun to create the wind, so it is solar. So eventually, the experience in the solar industry was willing to take a few hours and go over the situation for your solar needs or your energy costs for off the grid. Now, setting energy expectations, skipping in this process, is setting up yourself for danger, it says. So you really need, if you're going to go off the grid, well, log stove. Always have a log stove, okay, for cooking. Number one. You're going to need that. You're out in the wild. And in a log stove, a wood burner stove, log burner stove, is going to help heat up your house. If your solar panels, especially up here north, they get covered in snow, they're not going to produce as much power. So that's the thing. You have to have a backup plan for everything, okay? Because it's not going to be warm either. Remember, you're going to be in the winter. So you got to have a plan on how to keep warm. So, but man, I'm going to say, it's cool. It's cool to think that that's the new thing now. That people actually want to live off the land again. They're getting, but using technologies to be able to do that is just incredible, you know? Have a backup generator is what it says. A solar generator, for one, what I used. And then I also have a gas generator. Mine took gas or propane. I hooked up to a propane tank. that will help your energy needs in a spot. So you're going to have to store propane tanks. I would not say store liquid gasoline, but propane is a better thing to store, we found out. Either the big cans or the small cans, it don't matter. The bad thing about solar panels now, you can provide energy needs with relatively few solar panels, but you just need the right ones. You can buy them on Amazon, they said, and put them on a grid. Just like a frame, a wood frame, something simple, you know, and then there you go. I'm looking into that. Highly looking into that. Of how to do it myself. Of my next house. I'm getting a small house. I'm not tired of bearing the expense with these really expensive houses, guys. My first house was $200,000 or $250,000 or $200,000. I sold it for I bought it for $100,000 and sold it for $215,000. And then I bought a smaller house because, you know, living expenses went up. We're spending like $15,000 a year in living expenses. I mean, just basic stuff. Don't tell me these expenses haven't gone up. That's why people are getting out of the cities. They're getting out of these high expensive areas in the United States, like California, Florida. You know what? Inner cities just ain't working. Like my state, people do not like the city where I live. I live in Michigan, Detroit. I'm not saying people don't live in the city. I'm just saying a lot of people don't want to live anywhere near the cities anymore because it's just too expensive. They just gouge you for taxes, they gouge you for energy, and it's just not worth it anymore. Pretty small system of modern energy consumption standards have made it able for me and you to live off the grid with high-powered stuff. You can just have a regular life with these new solar type panels. And if you do it right, you can run your regular appliances off of it. Your TV, your computer, your internet, off grid. It's possible to do now. And still have a gaming network and be able to do YouTube videos. So that's right here. For many years, I have had a wood stove and I put pellets in there that keep me warm during the winter months and also controls it also has a temperature control unit on it and electric igniter if I want to use it to ignite it during the months that I don't need it, but just to keep my coffee warm. So these wood burners are getting better. $700 for a really good wood burner is what they're saying. It creates heat, it creates light. And they're really good and efficient for the wintertime. Just make sure you keep enough wood around, is what it's saying. So now, essential electric expenses. Well, since you're off the grid, the only expense is up front. Okay? You need the grids, and it says quality batteries, inverters, charge controllers, okay? Breakers, and even wire that can provide a steady, safe supply of electricity and a consistent voltage. So that is going to run you between, they say, 2 to 20,000. Okay. And I see solar panels all the time for sale. And they're not hard to work with, apparently. So the good thing is, we all make mistakes, but the batteries are a big deal. You don't want to use lead acid batteries like from a car, they said, to do off grid. you want to use like a RV batteries. That's what they're saying. So I believe in this, guys. You guys should believe in it too. If you're not interested in it, hey, it's not going to hurt my feelings. But I even made a video about I might go off grid. Because, look, people are, oh, well, it's not healthy to do that. I was like, look, you still got a car, still got vehicles. You would have a definitely off-grid backup plan. Look, you're not going to freeze to death if you're already planning to do it right and have a plan. You're fine. People don't buy a house without a plan, a financial plan like me, flipping houses. It just doesn't work that way. I just want to live frugally, guys. I really do. I just want to live simple. A simple life. With a girlfriend or whatever. I don't have a girlfriend right now. I'm just saying. Let's go somewhere and have a simple life. You don't need to go down the street to prove that you have a really good job anymore, because nobody wants to work. I mean, it doesn't pay enough anyway. So people are like, well, I have a job. I saved all my money. And things are getting so expensive, even orders going to China are down right now. That's in the news. China orders from the United States for the first time in history. People aren't, big stores like Target are not ordering stuff from China. The dollar stores are you might not see dollar stores much longer because they're not ordering this cheap shit that don't work. It's too expensive. So these guys are showing you how to do your septic tanks. There's just all kinds of cool stuff out there that shows you how to do this stuff on your own. You can hire somebody to do it. It's not hard to do, guys. It's not hard to do a septic field with these with this stuff. Labor might cost you a little bit of money, though. Major expense of living off-grid is storage. There's not a lot of storage, so you put these little sheds around your yard. So, I mean, I'm not going to be able to do that in the city because I don't know. I can do solar panels. That I know I can do. And I'm buying a smaller house that's not going to cost a lot, hopefully. Probably about $50,000. Could probably need a little bit of fix-up work. But other than that, I'm looking at one tomorrow, I believe. And it's a house that I want to do solar panels on to keep my energy costs down with these batteries and do it myself. And then get somebody to do, hook it up to the grid as a backup source. If done right, I don't see why I can't do it on my own. It's not going to be hard to do it on my own. I think it's worth it. It's always worth learning things. The only way you learn things is to doing those things. That's why people get degrees. They learn how to be doctors, lawyers, and they read, do the law, you know. But I think a lot of this expensive living is going the opposite direction now, because cities ain't working, and we see what's going on. Off-grid solar systems need their own spaces too: batteries, inverters, and generators and pumps. Okay. And the tools to maintain them are all things most traditional homeowners don't need to find the space for. Like right now, I'm in a house. It's hooked up to the grid. I got a light source. My computers are here. And we just pay. I live in Lansing, so I pay Board of Water and Lights for my power. Okay, so there you go. I have no control over that. I mean, I could if I put solar panels on the house, but this is not the house to do that with. They say to do it with small houses, make them energy efficient. And that's what I want to do on camera, okay? I want to do it on my own. Get all the stuff and then make the panels, get the panels, and then make the frame for them, put them in the yard, make it look cool, and then have a backup source when I lose power, and that power will go back to the grid with the battery backup. So it actually reverses itself. So with that power, it reverses the energy, so I get payback for the energy that I don't use. And that's how it should work. But if everybody does that in the city, guess what? The energy companies start going bankrupt because now everybody's got solar panels buying back energy from you because you're not using any. Actually, it's going in reverse, and that's how it works. So that's why people want to get off the grid, because they know that that ain't going to work. If everybody starts doing this, and all of a sudden big power companies are like, no, we're not doing this anymore. You're going to have to keep paying for your power. Then, okay, then take me off. And you can. You don't have to be connected to that power line, guys. There's no law. They do not own your house. And people will be like, at the courtroom saying, enough of this. Undo that power line right now. I want it taken off my house. Well, how are you going to power your house? I don't need you to do that. I'm off the grid now. I don't need to be, you can create your own loop. That's all the battery backup is for, to create your own loop. That's what they're saying. So, but a lot of things you won't have, like driveway lights and all that stuff will have to be, the ones that you stick in the ground. So, I mean, $4,600 for 100 tons I'm getting the wrong information here. It's $3,500 for solar system components. Now, to run your toilet and stuff, for all your water, that could cost, okay, we're just going through the cost here, okay? To run a water pump with solar panels is about $2,200 in solar panels, and $3,500 for the solar system components to do that. So at the minimum, it's going to cost you $6,000 to $7,000 to have enough just to run your house off the grid, so you can have water, a water well run, and the source of power, just the basic stuff. Now, I don't know what that will all run. I don't know if it's going to run electric stove, because that's not going to happen. You're going to have to have a gas stove. I mean, I guess you could have a gas stove or an electric stove and a microwave and all that, but it's not going to be very efficient without battery backups. So lithium $1,200 for upgraded lithium backup batteries. $1,000 for a high efficiency 12 volt refrigerator that's smaller than a typical refrigerator. Okay, here's the thing. Magic Chef makes them. Magic Chef makes them. And they're about $400 to $500. I know because I have one. They're very low energy costs. Instead of those big refrigerators, you don't need a big refrigerator. And when you do have one, look, you plug that thing in the wall, and that thing costs, $40 just to run a refrigerator for the month, I think. So I got a small one. Yeah, it says right here, $750 for a high-altitude, on-demand propane water heater. Not a bad cost, really. Or you can get a 110-volt 110-volt water heater. I'm sorry, 110-volt electric heater that goes on the wall if you got a small cabin or off-the-grid cabin. I had one of those. That thing kept my whole house warm, and it did run off of solar because all the inverters that were on that generator made it run efficient. And wow, it just kept my whole house warm. So learning how to do this, guys, is key. So, all right, guys, thank you for coming to my show and my podcast. I think it's fun to learn this stuff. Off the grid is something to consider, okay? Having it, even if you just want to learn about it, having a cabin somewhere, just learn how to put it together. Even if you're not off the grid, I'd at least tinker with it. That's what I'm going to do in my next house. I'm tinkering with it. I'm going to have fun. And I'm going to tell you guys on my podcast and in my YouTube channel, I'm going to show you guys how to do all this stuff. So for many years, I've been wanting to do this. I don't like big houses. I never have. I like to live simply. I don't have a lot of bills. And right now, I flip homes for a living, except this is my last home. And then I'm moving on to my next thing, which is, you know, I want to have a smaller house that doesn't cost a lot so I can tinker with it. I want to be able to tinker with the off-grid style house, but in the city. Get the energy grids up, you know, get the solar panels up. Learn how to hook that up to my current system and get somebody to do a conversion with it so I can show people it's possible to do. And then create that loop so my energy costs are down. I don't have to pay the city for the energy anymore. They can pay me. The house isn't going to be big. Then I convert everything over. You don't have to have gas in your house. You can convert that over to, you can get low efficiency stoves. It says it right there for $700. You don't have to have a stove that runs off of 220. I don't. I have a gas stove, but it has a plug for the light. You don't really need a light in the stove. It just helps you see. It helps you turn it on so you don't have to open the stove to see what your food looks like while it's cooking. But anyway, guys, the housing market is not doing well right now. Loans are, they're not doing a lot of loans. They're being very picky how much credit you need now because of the credit downgrade is affecting things. The biggest concern is, can you afford to live like that? Because they said you got to get prepared. So right now you're used to living on the grid. And you're used to getting up every morning, going to the kitchen, make yourself breakfast before you go to work, having some coffee, you know, all that stuff. You got pets. You're in a controlled environment. You got heat. You may not have air conditioning. You may or may not have air conditioning, okay, at first when you first go off the grid because you're trying to figure out how to make all the solar energy needs and that cost flow work in the beginning. And they say it is a learning curve, but it takes about a few months to get it all working properly. Is it worth doing? Absolutely. Absolutely, guys. They said, okay, you can live off the grid for about $50,000. And that's with the hot tiny house. So you can find a $35,000 tiny home to live in if it's just two of you. We're talking about 300-400 square foot house. You know, you can build on your own tiny house on a piece of property. And then some states don't allow that or will allow it, but they're going to be not friendly to you. So you got to find a state that's friendly about off-the-grid living, okay? So, I mean, my state is, so a piece of land and just build yourself a small house and make it livable, I guess. I don't see a problem with it. All right, guys, got to go. My time limit is up on here. So you guys have a great day. Don't forget to follow my show, Sales Pitch, and let's have some fun talking about this stuff.